This recording is a service of the Allen County Public Library's audio reading service. It is specifically designed for and directed to people who have visual, physical, learning, or language challenges to reading traditional printed materials.
Welcome to Cook's Corner. We all could use a little help in the kitchen, so pick up some useful tips, tricks, and hints, as well as some tasty recipes from leading cooking magazines that will make your next meal a huge success. All on Cook's Corner, coming up next on your audio reading service.
Welcome, this is Cook's Corner, and I'm your reader, Robert, with the audio reading service at the Allen County Public Library in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Today, I'll be reading from Taste of Home. And now I'll begin with Taste of Home, copyright 2025 RDA Enthusiast Brands, LLC. This is the spring 2025 issue. And we'll start with Muffin Tin Magic. From breakfast to dinner, these bite-sized recipes prove meals are more fun when they're mini. Ham Muffin Witches. Jenny Wiebe, Villa Hills, Kentucky, writes, I created this recipe when looking for something to pack for lunch. I had leftover ham, but no bread, so I got creative with cornbread mix. The muffins freeze well and are handy for on-the-go breakfast or lunch. Takes 30 minutes and makes 4 servings. Ingredients: large egg, 2% milk, canola oil, ground mustard, cornbread muffin mix, and fully cooked ham, green onions, shredded cheddar cheese. Once again, 1 large egg at room temperature and lightly beaten, 1/3 cup 2% milk, 1 tablespoon canola oil, 1/8 teaspoon ground mustard, 1 package, or 8.5 ounces, cornbread muffin mix, 1 cup chopped, fully cooked ham, 2 green onions, thinly sliced, 2 tablespoons shredded cheddar cheese. Step 1. Preheat the oven to 400 degrees. Whisk together first 4 ingredients. Add muffin mixture. Stir just until moistened. Fold in ham and green onions and fill 8 greased or paper-lined muffin cups half full. Step 2. Bake until a toothpick inserted in center comes out clean, 15 to 20 minutes. Immediately sprinkle with cheese, cool 5 minutes before removing from pan to a wire rack. Serve warm. Tuna noodle cups. Marlene Pugh of Fort McMurray, Alberta, Canada, writes, older kids can get a jump on preparing dinner by stirring up these miniature tuna casseroles, or serve them for brunch with fresh fruit, a tossed salad, and rolls. Preparation 25 minutes, bake 30 minutes, makes 9 servings. Ingredients: medium egg noodles, light tuna, frozen peas and carrots, onion, shredded cheddar cheese, large eggs, evaporated milk, water, garlic salt, pepper. Once again, 8 ounces uncooked medium egg noodles, about 4 cups. 2 cans, 5 ounces each, light tuna in water, drained. 2 cups frozen peas and carrots, about 10 ounces, thawed. 1 small onion, finely chopped. 2 cups shredded cheddar cheese, divided. 3 large eggs. 1 can, or 12 ounces, evaporated milk. 1/2 cup water. 1 teaspoon garlic salt. 1/4 teaspoon pepper. Step 1. Preheat the oven to 350 degrees. In a 6-quart stock pot, cook noodles according to package directions. Drain and return to pot. Add tuna, peas and carrots, onion, and 1 cup cheese. Step 2. Whisk together eggs, milk, water, and seasonings. Toss with noodle mixture. Divide among 18 well-greased muffin cups. Sprinkle with remaining cheese. Step 3. Bake for 30 to 35 minutes or until heated through. Cool 5 minutes. Loosen edges with a knife before removing from pans. Chicken tostada cups. Marla Clark from Moriarty, New Mexico writes, "Years ago, I tried a version of these cups at a restaurant in Santa Fe, and I wanted to give it my own spin. Preparation 25 minutes, bake 15 minutes, and makes 6 servings. Ingredients: corn tortillas, cooking spray, shredded rotisserie chicken, salsa, refried beans, Mexican cheese blend. And optional toppings included shredded lettuce, reduced fat sour cream, chopped cilantro, diced avocado, sliced jalapeno, lime wedges, sliced ripe olives, sliced green onions, sliced radishes, and pico de gallo or additional salsa." So once again, the ingredients: 12 corn tortillas, 6-inch diameter, warmed. Cooking spray. 2 cups shredded rotisserie chicken, 1 cup salsa, and 1 can or 16 ounces refried beans, 1 cup shredded reduced fat Mexican cheese blend. And again, the optional toppings include shredded lettuce, reduced fat sour cream, chopped cilantro, diced avocado, sliced jalapeno, lime wedges, sliced ripe olives, sliced green onions, sliced radishes, and pico de gallo or additional salsa. Step 1. Preheat oven to 425 degrees. Press warm tortillas into 12 muffin cups, coated with cooking spray, pleating sides as needed. Spritz tortillas with additional cooking spray. Step 2. Bake 5 to 7 minutes or until lightly brown. Toss chicken with salsa. Layer each cup with beans, chicken mixture, and cheese. Step 3. Bake for 9 to 11 minutes or until heated through. Serve with toppings as desired. One more bite-sized recipe. Crostini Clou. Crostini is a fancy word to describe slices of bread, usually a baguette or ciabatta, that has been brushed with oil and toasted until brown and crunchy. They can be used as a base for many toppings. Steak crostini with carrot horseradish marmalade. Great Greg Fontenot from the Woodlands, Texas writes, "I've been making little tweaks to this family favorite for years. Prep everything ahead, then layer up the crostini right before party time. Preparation is 1 hour, cooking 30 minutes, and makes 3.5 dozen. Ingredients: French bread baguette, olive oil, medium carrots, water, sugar, prepared horseradish, butter, onion, Swiss cheese, mascarpone cheese, mayonnaise, sour cream, boneless beef top loin steak." Once again, 1 French bread baguette, that's 10.5 ounces, cut into 1/4 inch slices. 1/4 cup olive oil, divided. 1 pound medium carrots, grated. 2 cups water. 1.5 cups sugar. 1 to 2 tablespoons prepared horseradish. 1 tablespoon butter. 1 cup chopped onion. 2 cups shredded Swiss cheese. And 1 carton 8 ounces mascarpone cheese. 2 tablespoons mayonnaise. 1 tablespoon sour cream, and 1 boneless beef top loin steak, 12 to 14 ounces. Step 1. Preheat oven to 350 degrees. Place the baguette slices on baking sheets. Brush with 2 tablespoons olive oil. Bake until toasted, about 10 minutes. Step 2, place the carrots and water in a large saucepan. Bring to a boil over medium-high heat. Cook, uncovered for 10 minutes. Add sugar. Cook on medium heat until thickened, about 15 minutes, stirring occasionally. Remove from heat, add desired amount of horseradish, and mix well. Cool. Step 3. Meanwhile, in a small saucepan over medium-low heat, melt butter. Cook and stir onion until golden brown and tender, 10 to 12 minutes. Cool. Stir in cheeses, mayonnaise, and sour cream. Step 4. In a large cast iron or other heavy skillet, heat remaining 2 tablespoons olive oil over medium-high heat. Add beefsteak, cooking until meat reaches the desired doneness. For medium rare, a thermometer should read 135 degrees. For medium, 140. And for medium well, 145 degrees. 4 to 6 minutes on each side. Let stand 5 minutes. Cut into thin slices. Step 5. To serve, spread cheese mixture on each baguette slice. Add a piece of steak. And top with carrot mixture. Note, top loin steak may be labeled as strip steak, Kansas City steak, New York strip steak, ambassador steak, or boneless club steak in your region. Maple peach glazed ham. What a ham! A bone-in ham has terrific flavor and moisture, so you don't need to worry about it being too dry. By the shank end or leg portion, instead of the butt end, it sports the classic ham profile and is easier to carve. Bonnie Hawkins from Elkhorn, Wisconsin writes, "This is one of my husband's favorite recipes. He makes it regularly for his group of friends." And once again, maple peach glazed ham. Preparation 5 minutes. You bake for 2 hours and make 16 servings, about 2 cups of sauce. Ingredients. Fully cooked bone-in ham, 7 to 9 pounds, peach preserves or orange marmalade, maple syrup, orange juice, and ground ancho chili pepper. Once again, 1 fully cooked bone-in ham, 7 to 9 pounds, 2 cups peach preserves or orange marmalade, 1/2 cup maple syrup, 1/3 cup orange juice, and 2 tablespoons ground ancho chili pepper. Now that's last ingredient, is optional. Step 1. Preheat oven to 325 degrees. Place ham on a rack in a shallow roasting pan. Cover and bake for 1¾ to 2¼ hours or until thermometer reads 130 degrees. Step 2. Meanwhile, in a small saucepan, mix preserves, syrup, orange juice, and, if desired, chili pepper until blended. Remove 3/4 cup mixture for glaze. Step 3. Remove ham from oven, brush with some of the glaze. Bake uncovered 15 to 20 minutes longer or until a thermometer reads 140 degrees, brushing occasionally with remaining glaze. Step 4. In a saucepan over medium heat, bring remaining 1/4 cup preserves mixture to a boil, stirring occasionally. Cook and stir until sauce is slightly thickened, 1 to 2 minutes. Serve with the ham. Grandma's Rosemary Dinner Rolls. My grandma always made extra rolls for the neighbors to bake in their own ovens. My mom and aunts would go around delivering the formed rolls at lunchtime. That's written by Charlotte Hendershot from Hudson, Pennsylvania. And a note, loosen leaves. To easily remove rosemary leaves from the sprig, hold the tip in one hand and slide the fingers of your other hand down the stem, applying gentle pressure. The leaves will come off as you move down. Grandma's Rosemary Dinner Rolls. Preparation is 35 minutes plus time for rising, and the bake is 20 minutes, and it makes a dozen rolls. Ingredients: active dry yeast, warm water, bread flour, sugar, minced fresh rosemary divided, salt, 2% milk, large egg, and canola oil. And for the egg wash, another egg, and 2% milk. Once again, one package or 1/4 ounce active dry yeast, 1/4 cup warm water, somewhere between 110 and 115 degrees, 3 cups bread flour, 2 tablespoons sugar, 1 tablespoon minced fresh rosemary, divided, 3/4 teaspoon salt, 2/3 cup warm 2% milk, again 110 to 115 degrees, 1 large egg at room temperature, and 1/4 to 1/3 cup canola oil. And again for the egg wash, 1 large egg yolk and 2 tablespoons 2% milk. Step 1. In a small bowl, dissolve yeast in warm water. Place flour, sugar, 2 teaspoons rosemary, and salt in a food processor and pulse until blended. Add warm milk, egg, and yeast mixture. Cover and pulse 10 times or until almost blended. Step 2. While processing, gradually add oil just until dough pulls away from side and begins to form a ball. Process 2 minutes longer to knead dough. And the note is, dough will be very soft. Step 3. Transfer dough to a greased bowl, turning once to grease top. Cover and let rise in a warm place until doubled. That's about 1 hour. Step 4. Punch down dough. Turn out onto a lightly floured surface, divide and shape into 12 balls. Roll each into a 15-inch rope, starting at one end, loosely wrap dough around itself to form a coil. Tuck end under and pinch to seal. Step 5. Place 2 inches apart on greased baking sheets. Cover and let rise until doubled, about 30 minutes. Step 6. For egg wash, in a small bowl, whisk egg yolk and milk. Brush over the rolls. Sprinkle with remaining 1 teaspoon rosemary. Bake at 350 degrees for 18 to 22 minutes or until golden brown. Remove from pans to wire racks and serve warm. Ultimate Scalloped Potatoes. This tasty variation on traditional scalloped potatoes is dressed up with garlic, Swiss cheese, and Parmesan cheese, and it comes from Glenda Malin from Lake Forest, California. And the note says, say cheese, the combination of mild, nutty Swiss cheese with sharp, salty Parmesan puts these potatoes over the top. Both kinds of cheese also brown nicely in the oven for a chewy, crispy coating. Ultimate Scalloped Potatoes. Preparation 20 minutes plus cooling time, and the bake is 1 hour, and it makes 6 servings. Ingredients: butter, heavy whipping cream, 2% milk, salt, pepper, garlic cloves, medium potatoes, shredded Swiss cheese, shredded Parmesan cheese. Once again, 1 teaspoon butter softened, 1 cup heavy whipping cream, 1/3 cup 2% milk, 1 teaspoon salt and 1/2 teaspoon pepper, 2 garlic cloves minced, 6 medium potatoes, 1 cup shredded Swiss cheese, and 1/4 cup shredded Parmesan cheese. Step 1. Grease a shallow 13 by 9 inch baking dish with butter. Set aside. In a small saucepan, combine cream, milk, salt, pepper, and garlic. Cook just until bubbles begin to form around side of pan. Remove from heat and cool for 10 minutes. Step 2. Peel and thinly slice potatoes. Pat dry with paper towels. Layer half the potatoes in prepared baking dish, top with half the cream mixture and half the cheeses. Repeat layers. Step 3. Bake covered at 350 degrees for 40 minutes. Uncover and bake until the potatoes are tender, 20 to 25 minutes longer. Let stand for 5 to 10 minutes before serving. Sweet Strawberry Bliss. Ruby red gems shine in desserts that go long beyond shortcake. Strawberry Lemon Trifle. Lynn Marie Frucci from La Center, Washington writes, "This refreshingly fruity dessert is one of our favorites. It looks so beautiful layered in a glass bowl that people will think you spend a lot of time in the kitchen. The secret is starting with a purchased angel food cake." And they make a note, luscious layers. You can layer a trifle precisely with perfectly defined layers, or you can do freeform layers for a more casual potluck-style look. Either way, it's a lovely sight and so delish. Strawberry Lemon Trifle. Preparation 20 minutes plus chilling, and makes 14 servings. Ingredients: fat-free cream cheese, fat-free vanilla yogurt, fat-free milk, instant lemon pudding mix, lemon, fresh strawberries, white grape juice or water, prepared angel food cake, about 12 ounces. And optional ingredients would be whipped topping and additional strawberries. Those ingredients, once again, 4 ounces fat-free cream cheese softened, 1 cup fat-free vanilla yogurt, 2 cups fat-free milk, 1 package, 3.4 ounces, instant lemon pudding mix, 2 teaspoons grated lemon zest, 2.5 cups sliced strawberries divided, 1 tablespoon white grape juice or water, 1 prepared angel food cake, a 12-ounce cake, and optional ingredients, whipped topping and additional strawberries. Step 1. In a large bowl, beat cream cheese and yogurt. Add milk, pudding mix, and lemon zest. Beat until smooth. In a blender, process 1/2 cup strawberries and grape juice until blended. Step 2. Cut cake into 1-inch cubes and place a third in a trifle bowl or 3-quart serving bowl. Top with a third of the pudding mixture and 1/2 the remaining strawberries. Drizzle with 1/2 the strawberry sauce. Repeat layers. Top with remaining cake and pudding mixture. If desired, garnish with whipped topping and additional strawberries. Cover and refrigerate at least 2 hours. Build a board. It's taco time. Take Taco Tuesday to the next level with this board, piled high with salsa, cheese, meats, and more. Grab a pan. A rimmed 15 by 10 inch baking sheet is the perfect platter because it holds everything in place without spilling onto the table. It's the meats. Carnitas is a dish conveniently made in the slow cooker, and the seasoned taco meat quickly comes together. Shell game. Offer hard taco shells on your board and soft flour tortillas to please everyone. And don't forget the tortilla chips for nacho lovers. Get saucy. Pico de gallo, salsas, sour cream, and guacamole are favorite flavorful boosters. On the side, add a variety of toppings to your board, such as cheese, onions, olives, red peppers, lettuce, refried beans, and southwestern sautéed corn. Well, that's all the time we have for today. This has been Robert with Cook's Corner. I hope you've enjoyed today's reading from the audio reading service at the Allen County Public Library.